Closing arguments have been scheduled for Tuesday in the case of four men challenging their convictions of the 1997 John Hartman murders in Fairbanks. Attorneys representing the men known as the Fairbanks Four and others representing the state of Alaska have interviewed witnesses before Superior Court Judge Paul Lyle for 5 weeks. The final witnesses were heard this morning. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, former state prosecutor was questioned about handling of witnesses central to the Fairbanks Four convictions.
During 1999 trials at which George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent were convicted of fatally beating 15-year-old John Hartman on a downtown street, state prosecutor Jeff O'Brien relied heavily on testimony from a man named Arlo Olson. In court Friday, O'Brien spoke highly of Olson.
Arlo Olson was probably one of the bravest witnesses the trial had, because of the consequences that had befallen him.
There were no eyewitnesses to the John Hartman attack and no physical evidence tying the Fairbanks Four to it, but Arlo Olson claimed to have seen the four assault another man nearby shortly before. Olson's trial testimony was significant to convictions of the Fairbanks Four, but he wavered on its veracity between and after the trials, something O'Brien attributes to Olson being ostracized by friends.
A shunning by some,
and to being picked on as a snitch when in prison for his own offenses.
He was spit on. His food was spit in.
Olson has outright recanted his Fairbanks 4 testimony on occasion, including at this fall's hearing, saying he lied and was fed what to say by police and prosecutors. Fairbanks 4 attorney Robert Bundy questioned O'Brien about Olson's original motivation for going to police with information.
In October of 1997,
he had
warrants out for him.
I don't recall that. Okay.
So if he were testified to that, you have no reason to say that's not true.
I have no memory on the subject one way or the other.
Bundy also quoted an O'Brien trial statement about the importance of Olson's testimony to the Fairbanks Four convictions.
You argued to the jury at the Roberts and Pease trial that, simply put, if Arlo didn't see what he saw, and you throw out some of the state's evidence, the state doesn't have a case, no doubt about it, no doubt about it.
In defense, O'Brien maintained Olson never got any leniency for his testimony against the Fairbanks Four and denied Olson was fed lines. Closing arguments in the evidentiary hearing are scheduled to run all day Tuesday. After that, it'll be up to Judge Paul Lyle to determine whether or not to issue declarations of innocence. He could also order a new trial. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.